You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Of talking about sports is you got to blame somebody. When there's a bad start and expectations were high, you got to blame somebody. And so we're going to talk about who is the accurate target of our blame. Is it Chris Ballard who bought the groceries? Or is it Frank Reich who's cooking the groceries, who's making the meal? Who is more to blame, or both to blame, or none to blame? I guess that's a possibility, although it's it seems a long shot. I got to tell you the truth. We're going to talk about what happened today in terms of the roster. Not a lot of movement, but some practice kind of squad deals going on. Gus Bradley and Marcus Brady, the two coordinators, they spoke to the media today. We'll talk a little bit about what they had to say. And we'll talk about the last time these two teams met, the Chiefs and the Colts. This game was in Kansas City. And I got to tell you the truth, at the end of it, Colts fans were happy. We were celebrating, and we'd like to celebrate again. And it's entirely possible that we will. Because football's a funny game, and the game is not played on paper. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR, BUSR.com/Kent. You deposit $1,000 as your first deposit, they'll match it in free play. Whatever you put in, they'll match with free play up to $1,000 plus. You deposit $100 or more, you get 25 free casino chips. How about that? Colts, 6.5-point favorites this weekend. The Hoosiers, 17.5-point dogs, despite the fact that they're undefeated. No respect for the Hoosiers whatsoever. Does that mean opportunity for you? I'll tell you what does mean opportunity for you. This. It is the Golden Prize Egg. Each week, until I run out of potential prizes, we're going to put prizes in here. And then on Friday, we're going to give it away, and I'm going to ship it to you. All right? The thing you have to do to qualify, you have to subscribe, and you have to like the video. Ring the bell so you don't miss one. That's a help. If you want to donate, you can donate, but that does not put you in the market for the prize. Prize will be given regardless of donations, although we appreciate the donations. All right, let's talk about the Colts and who's to blame. Is it the guy shopping for the groceries, or is it the chef cooking them up? That's really the question. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Let's talk about it. Ballard. Here's what he's put on the field, all right? You've got three first-rounders on offense. Matt Ryan. You've got Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly. He has drafted one of those guys. Ryan Kelly was drafted by Ryan Grigson. Quentin Nelson drafted by Chris Ballard, and Matt Ryan was acquired via trade. All right, he was the third overall pick in 2008. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got three first-round picks. One was drafted by Chris Ballard. He's been here for six drafts. All right, and he swapped out from some first-rounders. He traded back in the first rounder 1 year and picked up the pick that got Michael Pittman. So this is not all an indictment. It gets complicated. When you examine drafts, it gets really, really complicated. There are exceptions to the rule all over the place. They traded a first-round pick for DeForest Buckner. Now, they also extended DeForest Buckner's contract, 4 years, $84 million, $21 million a year for a defensive tackle, so there's that. He's not Aaron Donald, but they pay him pretty damn well. He's got to produce better than he has. A much better analyst of the Colts right now than he is a player for the Colts. That's DeForest Buckner, who profanely appraised the work of he and his teammates this past Sunday in Jacksonville with utter accuracy. All right, second-round picks. You got one second-round pick starting on the defense, and you have five for the offense. So what you've got, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but you got a bunch of mediocres. You know what I mean? This is not a great lineup, and where you've got talent, like at left guard, you don't necessarily need it. Like, you don't have to have a great left guard in order to win a championship. In fact, it can be argued that they're a detriment if you pay them too much, as Quentin Nelson will soon be, and actually is now, in the last year of his deal, making that $13.8 million plus the renegotiation that, I don't know, the whole thing with the signing bonus, it gets confusing. The drafts for Chris Ballard, not all great. You know, this past year, we don't know what the hell you got, right? They dealt the number one, the first-round pick, to the Eagles for Carson Wentz. That was an utter loss of a first-round pick. That was just goodbye, gone. A person who would have been under contract at a very economical price for the next 4 years, gone. Out the door because you got Carson Wentz. Okay. All right. You didn't know. None of us were hypercritical of that deal. Thought that Frank Reich was going to be the Wentz whisperer. He was not. It wound up being a mistake, no matter how you see this thing. It was a mistake. Was it the reason that last year went off the rails in week 17 and 18? Not entirely. Not lumping it all on Carson Wentz. But part of it, part of the blame does belong with Carson Wentz. All right. In 2021, and again, it's too early to judge this past draft, even though the one's gone. You got Pierce, you know, you got Woods, you got Ryman, you got Cross. We don't know what the hell any of these guys are going to be. Two of them are starters right now. Okay. That isn't all bad, but Alec Pierce hasn't really shown himself to be great so far. But he was a 53rd overall pick. He's not going to be great. Jelani Woods hadn't really been productive at all. Neither of these guys has caught a ball. Nick Cross is starting. But it sounds like, as you read between the lines when Gus Bradley talks to us, Nick Cross is part of the reason that defense is a little bit sketchy, because Nick Cross just turned 21 years of age, hadn't played a hell of a lot of football, and they're asking him to diagnose a lot of what's going on with opposing offenses and how to combat it. In 21, you had Kwity Paye, Dio Odangbo, Kylan Granson, Sean Davis, bye-bye, Sam Ellinger, Mike Strawn, and Will Fries. This, it's still too early to grade this draft. All right, you need 3 years to really figure out what a draft is, but the early returns are not strong. Odangbo doesn't look like he can play. Fries has not contributed anything. Ellinger hasn't contributed anything in the regular season, although God bless everybody who loves him and thinks that he's the answer. You put Sam Ellinger out there, they're going to score points. You're going to average 35 points a game with Sam Ellinger on the field. What are you doing? Okay. All right, that's just crazy. Stop it with that. Everybody loves a third-round quarterback or a third-string quarterback. I get it. But let's not go haywire. You look beyond that, you look at Strawn. Strawn can't play dead. I don't care that he's 6'5 and can run like the wind. He lines up illegally. It's ridiculous. You can't trust him to be at the right place at the right time. And that's what this offense is founded upon. And that's why Mike Strawn plays 11 snaps. Come on. That's why he was a healthy and active half the time last year. Please. The year before, Pittman and Taylor early in the second round. Pittman 34, Taylor 41. Ooh, woo. That's how you build a career. That's how you extend a career, at least. Julian Blackman, not bad. Then you got Eason. Bye-bye, and rightly so. Danny Pitter, who has not been good this year, given an opportunity to start at right guard. Windsor, didn't see a lot of him. Spirit walk, thanks. One thing that bugs me is how long some guys wait to get off-season surgery they know they need. Shaq Leonard at the top of the list. You know what, man? I get it, but they got to live a life. Like, you go at it all year long, and you're trying to play, and you're ginning up every single week to get out there on Sunday, and then your body's got to heal a little bit, and you gotta be with your family. I get it. I understand what you're saying. I wish they'd do that, too. As soon as it's diagnosed, get it done. But you know what? That's a tough call. I mean, you can't go from playing 17 games, 18 weeks, and then get back surgery and have to lie on your ass for 3 months, and you can't be present for your wife. This is why Andrew Luck retired, because you just can't do both. You try to do both. It's hard to do both. These guys are trying to do both. Shaq Leonard, absolutely trying to do both. Isaiah Rodgers could make this draft a little bit better. Des Patman can't play dead. Glasgow is gone. This draft at the top, really, really good with Pittman and Taylor. Maybe Julian Blackman, too, if he can stay healthy. The rest of it, I got no time for it. Maybe Pitter winds up being something. We hope that he is. In 19, Rocky said, this is the one, man. This is the one. Woof. Rock Ya-Sin. Ben Banigou. Paris Campbell. Bobby Okereke. All right. Bobby Okereke I like. Kari Willis. He's preaching. You can't win football games with a preacher at the podium or at the pulpit. Marvell Tell. I'm starting to get tired of that noise. EJ Speed. Good pick. Jerry Green, I'm not even going to make that pick for him. That Barton guy, no. Patterson, no. 18, how about that draft? Nelson, Leonard, Smith. You could have done so much more with Quentin Nelson's pick. I know people love Quentin Nelson. I know he's a folk hero, but for the love of God, you don't draft a guard sixth. No guard back to the mid-80s has been drafted sixth. None of them. Nobody thought so highly of a guard that they drafted him with the sixth overall pick back to like 1986. But by God, Chris Ballard knows better. One playoff win, two playoff trips. What are we doing? An under 500 record now. Hopefully that changes. Kamoko Ture. Oof. Tyquan Lewis. Hadn't been bad. He's been okay. Naheem Hines, good. There's some other guys, but Matthew Adams and Zaire Franklin are really the two biggies. Then you go to 17, and God almighty, this is just horrifying. Malik Hooker, Quincy Wilson, Terrell Basham, Zach Panner. Wow! That's 0 for 4 with a bullet. Marlon Mack, good. Grover Stewart, really good. Nate Hairston wasn't bad. Anthony Walker, good. So not a great draft, but you can't rely on hitting in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round to cover your sins in the first and second. You can't. You have to hit those picks. If you're going to build through the draft like Chris Ballard insists you must, you really need to hit. You got to go ding, ding, ding in the first round, and if you miss, it sets you back forever. It really puts you on your heels, and they flat missed this past year. Carson Wentz is playing for Washington now, and that first-round pick they gave up is playing in Philadelphia, and it ain't nobody here to account for that pick. That is an absolute disgrace. You can't do that. And disgrace is a strong word. How about Frank Reich? Okay, adjectives describing Frank Reich. Nice guy, pastoral, consistent, clever, not a compliment, stubborn, right guy to dig out of a hole with, but he's fond of digging holes. That's a combination. He likes digging them. He likes filling them up, climbing out of them. Overall, in the first four games of the season, he's 7-10-1 in overtime. He's 1-5 in the playoffs. He's 1-2. You tell me how this guy is somebody to chart a future behind if you want to win a championship. You want to go 9-8, 8-9, 10-7, 7-10? Frank Reich's your guy. You want to go to the Super Bowl? Show me anything that makes you believe for a minute that that's even a remote possibility with Frank Reich as your coach. I don't buy it. This team feels completely disconnected. The players' effort is not cohesive. It's not that they're not giving great effort. It's that effort is not cohesive. The last matchup between the Colts and the Chiefs, 2019, Colts win 19-13. Adam Vinatieri with four field goals in his final season. Marlon Mack, 132 yards on 29 carries. Patrick Mahomes, 22 of 39 for 321. One TD, no interceptions, four sacks. All right? Not bad. The six starters who remain from that team, Braden Smith, Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, all on the offensive line, Grover Stewart, Bobby Okereke, and Kenny Moore. Those are the guys starting, starters returning, not guys like E.J. Speed, who is also on the roster. Why? Why can't the Colts do what they did in 2019? Granted, Houston's not here, Autry's not here, Hilton's not here, a lot of guys not here. But we had Jacoby Brissett as a quarterback. That albatross hanging around our necks, that's got to count for something. That's got to counterbalance somehow or another the guys that we're missing, right? Yes, absolutely. This could be, if you win this game, the Titans are playing like dog crap. And if you win this game, all of a sudden, you can get to 2-1-1, and 2-1-1 is going to lead the division. You know, I know that's crazy. That's cockamamie talk. But it's what we do on September 20th. What the hell else are you going to do? Are you going to shovel dirt on your own grave as a football fan in the middle of September? When you had Super Bowl aspirations 9 days ago? Good grief. Yeah, I'm not that big a masochist. I got to continue to find rays of hope somehow. Gus Bradley, hey, how about this? So Cole Beasley is signed by the Bucs, and a lot of Colts fans wanted Cole Beasley signed. He's being signed because Julio Jones is out. Right? Chris Godwin, out. They've lost guys. You got a suspension going. You got a lot of problems if you're the Bucs with that receiving core. A lot of people really lambasted Chris Ballard for not signing Julio Jones. Go figure. Julio Jones is injured. Who would have thought so? That is what keeps him from signing T.Y. Hilton. And Julio Jones, by the way, $6 million, all of it guaranteed. T.Y. Hilton would get hurt. Julio Jones has gotten hurt. You don't go out and sign 32, 33, 34-year-old wide receivers. Watch what happens with Cole Beasley. Same deal. All right, tomorrow morning, breakfast with Kent. Make sure and subscribe and like, and you have a chance to win what is in this. Last week, it was a Miles Turner autographed Pacers jersey. This week, you'll find out on Friday what it is. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent. I feel better. This is cathartic for me to find a way through the mutation of logic to figure out exactly how to get my mind right to watch football on Sunday. It happens all week long right here.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.